With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Mediators gather in Pakistan to push for an end to the Iran war.
Pakistan says top diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are participating in talks in Islamabad. And Pakistan's prime minister says he and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have held extensive discussions on regional hostilities. The talks in Pakistan come days after the U.S. offered Iran a 15-point action list as a framework for a possible peace deal. Egypt says the meetings are aimed at opening a direct dialogue between the U.S. and Iran. On Saturday, Iran eased some restrictions on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz, agreeing to allow 20 more Pakistani-flagged vessels to pass through the critical passageway. I'm Donna Warder.
Heading into the weekend, President Trump signed an executive order. It will pay the tens of thousands of TSA officers who have been working without pay for over a month during a partial government shutdown. Major U.S. airports continued to recommend passengers show up several hours before their scheduled departures. The executive order came at a busy travel time of the year. The White House defending President Trump's mail ballot in last week's special election in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with the report.
The president argues that voting by mail leads to fraud, and he's pushing Congress to curtail the practice. But that didn't stop him from casting a mail ballot in the race to represent his home district in Palm Beach County. He voted by mail, even though early in-person voting was available while he was in Florida. A White House spokesperson said that the president objects to universal mail-in voting and that he supports exceptions for some mail-in ballots. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. The Human Rights Campaign is losing influence.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. The legislation has the support of 40 California Jewish groups. This is SRN News. In health news, dietary supplement makers push the FDA to allow peptides and other new ingredients.
The Food and Drug Administration is discussing the issue. The changes sought by the industry could open the door to more supplements containing peptides, probiotics, and other trendy wellness ingredients. Companies want the FDA to broaden its definition of a dietary ingredient to substances that aren't found in foods.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has vowed to end the war at FDA on dietary supplements and other popular wellness products. The Artemis II moon mission blast off this week. Four astronauts looping the moon on a 10-day mission. Arizona headed back to the Final Four. That's for the first time in 25 years. The Wildcats beat Purdue 79-64 in the NCAA tournament's West Regional Final. More details at srnnews.com.